Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy, back with a new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, your exclusive commentary track for all the content that I produce and publish daily at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 255, and the title is Best Life Lesson. The sticky note reads, "Somehow you always seem to have to learn your best life lessons during the worst times of your life." Here's the story behind the sticky. The last thing you need when life is serving you up some serious drama is a teachable moment. But isn't that how it usually goes? You're dealing with a situation that pushes all of your buttons. You haven't been sleeping, and you're running on nothing but caffeine and stress. All of a sudden, your frazzled and fractured mind has an epiphany, and it silences all the other noise bouncing around inside your skull. Somehow, amidst all the mental cacophony, a realization is dawning in your brain that is blossoming into genuine enlightenment. It's not really a solution to any of the current problems in your life, but it's a philosophical position that can help you make decisions moving forward that will impact not just your life, but the lives of those around you as well. When my mother was battling cancer and being transitioned into hospice around this time last year, there were a million things to do in order to ensure she received proper care, was able to tie up things in her life that she didn't want to leave undone, and to make certain I could spend as much time with her as possible. Not to mention trying to suppress all the inner stress and emotions of anger and sadness and despair playing on a constant loop in my head to try and prevent them from leaking out and affecting all those people around me who have their own stuff to deal with. But within all that internal turbulence, a realization began to take shape that these were all tiny temporary triggers that I could not let distract me from the bigger and more important responsibility of loving and caring for my mother in the final weeks I would ever have with her. Little annoyances virtually evaporated once that bigger picture solidified. Now, almost a year after my mother shuffled off her mortal coil, those priorities still remain in my brain. When I hear a friend complaining about dealing with relatives around the holidays or how far they have to drive to visit a grumpy parent who will inevitably pick a fight with them and continue to pass judgment on some of their life choices as if they were still a child, I remind them that they never know what the next day holds and to go do it anyway, despite whatever irksome interactions they will inevitably have. I tell them that they'll never regret making the trip. They'll never regret the visit. But there's a real possibility that they could regret it forever if they don't. And anytime one of your relatives is doing something to push your buttons, just take their hands in yours, mostly so they can't keep pushing those buttons, and give them a hug. Or just tell them that you love them. Or start one of those, "Remember when I was a kid and I did..." You know, start one of those stories that always gets everyone laughing. Everybody's got a different version of it to tell, and they're all hilarious. Those valuable life lessons you learn when life has you at your worst aren't always just to help you. Sometimes they're to help the people who come after you. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive an alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, you'll begin receiving a daily email that includes a copy of that day's sticky note, the one that's drawn by hand and drawn by me using Sharpie markers on a 3x3 yellow post-it note. Your email will also include a link to the exclusive audio track, just like the one you're listening to now. I've started recording one of these podcast episodes to match up with each one of the daily sticky notes that I create and post at BigYellowSticky.com. It gives me a chance to elaborate on an idea, to give you some additional insight and the backstory to all the ideas and concepts I'm scribbling on those stickies. It gives me a chance to give you the story behind the sticky, like the one I shared with you today. I'll be back again tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story, and I hope you'll stick around to hear it.